What the fuck was that?
Welcome to What the Fuck Did I Dream Last Night, guys. I am Janie, and I have a special guest here with us today. His name is Joey.
Go ahead and move.
All right. See, look, he doesn't even need to be told. He's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I'm so honored to be on this show because, quite frankly, this is like literally the show I've always wanted to be on. Like, not your show specifically, but this concept of a show because I have the craziest dreams every night.
I love it. That's what, like, I've always, like, me and my friend Hane, who always do this, like, we've always had these crazy dreams, and we're like, what are we, like, are we the only people that have, like, weird dreams? Like, what do we do with these? That's what we were like. Then quarantine happened, and we're like, let's just start a podcast. Why not?
I'm so glad this podcast exists, because I remember in college, I pitched, like, basically your show I went to NYU, and I pitched it to, like, the NYU radio station. I was like, guys, I have crazy dreams. We should do a show on the radio where we interview people about their crazy dreams. And they were like, no one cares about your crazy dreams. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
I've definitely had feedback like that. Like, my brother is like, wait, so you have, because I have like a sticker on the back of my car that says, like, has our little logo and stuff. He's like, what is this about? And I was like, we started a podcast about our dreams. He goes, nobody wants to hear your dreams. No one wants to hear my dreams, at least. And I go, well, I do. I want to hear everyone's crazy dreams.
Well, tell your brother you got one big fan, and that's me.
I appreciate it. I will let him know that. He thinks I'm crazy, but oh well. We just started it to have fun, so I don't care if I have two listeners. It's fun to do.
I hear you, sister.
Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Sure. My name is Joey Rinaldi. I'm a stand-up comedian and podcaster. I'm based in New York City, but when I can, I travel as much as possible to do stand-up. Like, I was just telling Janie, I just got back from Tennessee. I went in my hazmat suit all the way to Tennessee in the heart of COVID country to do some stand-up comedy shows with a few of my other comedy friends. And I just got back last night. And so I do comedy. And I also have a podcast called Trailer Trashing, where I watch and make fun of movie trailers. But we don't need to talk about anything else about me. For the rest of the podcast, let's just talk about dreams. That's why I'm here.
All right. I do. What part of Tennessee were you in? Because my parents live down in Memphis, and they're traveling up here for Christmas.
Oh, no way. So where do you live right now?
I'm in, like, outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay, but are you from Tennessee? Because you have a unique accent.
Listen, I have been told that I've had an accent, like a southern accent, multiple times. I grew up, like, outside of Pittsburgh here, like 45 minutes south of Pittsburgh. I moved out to Wilkes-Barre, like Scranton area for a minute or two, and people thought that I worked at Planet Fitness there, and I've had, like, members come up to me like, where are you guys, where are you from? And I'm like, Pittsburgh. And they're like, no, but, like, where are you from? And I'm like, Pittsburgh. They're like, but you sound like you're from down south. I did live in Memphis for 1 year, but I didn't like get the, like, I don't know. Apparently I got some kind of southern accent.
You and me, I think, are kindred spirits, or however you say it. I feel so connected to you because I personally have the same issue. So everyone thinks I have a New York accent. I'm from Connecticut. I'm not from New York. I live in New York now. Like, I do comedy in New York City. So it worked out for me because, like, nobody in New York, like, thinks I talk funny. But growing up in Connecticut, everyone thought I talked so weird. They'd be like, why do you sound so New York? And I'm like, I don't know. This is just me. And I have four siblings. And all four of my siblings sound like Country Club Connecticut people, you know?
You definitely haven't, like, I would definitely guess that you, like, born and raised in New York. Like, you definitely have a New York.
Yeah, so, but I think you have, like, a Tennessee accent. I was just down there. You sound Tennessee, but...
That's funny.
But I understand, like, we just talk like this because for some reason our tongues are misshaped or our lips are smacked together in a funny way. Who knows what the reason is?
Right? Oh.
But to answer your question, I was just in Chattanooga for, like, a week.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah,
I didn't realize Chattanooga is, like, a progressive, fun city where, like, there's lots of, like, cool, hip things to do. And there was tons of comedy shows down there.
Was it like all open? And oh, I guess if you were doing shows and like people are doing things down there.
Well, that's the thing. In downtown Chattanooga, there was comedy shows, but it wasn't like open. It was like 6 feet apart, wear a face mask. Most of the, like, there was outdoor shows and the indoor shows. There was like very intense, like 6 feet apart regulations. So that,
well, that's
so those, good. Those were all the, those were, I'm sorry. Those were all the downtown shows. Mm-hmm. I did this one show in this dive bar. And when I went to the dive bar, it was like, it wasn't in downtown. It was like deep in the boonies of Chattanooga. And the second I walked in, the owner of the dive bar looked at me and was like, "So you're from New York?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "You were doing comedy down in the downtown area?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, that's not Tennessee. This is Tennessee." And I walked in, nobody's wearing face masks. There's no regulations. There's people smoking cigarettes. I literally, as I walked in, a guy ran out, exit the bar to throw up everywhere. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is not downtown Chattanooga. I'm in bumblefuck country.
This is a whole new ball game there.
she laughed in my face when I said, "Oh yeah, I'm staying downtown." She goes, "Ha ha ha ha, that ain't Tennessee."
I feel like that's how people are though when they do live out like the boonies, like they're like proud, like, no, like you don't know what anything is, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think I gained like 10 pounds because everywhere I went, no matter what type of restaurant or bar it was, they were like, "You gotta have our homemade fried chicken." And so I kept trying everybody's homemade fried chicken. Now I'm like 1,000 pounds.
That's okay, calories don't count during the holidays.
That better be true.
So Joey actually sent in one of our first a dream for our first dream mail episode that we did.
Which one I sent? I have so many weird dreams. I forgot which one I sent you.
I feel like I got to go back. It definitely. Oh, here, I actually have it right here.
Oh God, I'm so nervous.
About you dying in dreams.
I die in my dreams all the time. That's why I want to come on the show today.
Yes. So I want to hear, that's insane to me that you do that. I've never died in my dream before.
I die in my dreams all the time. It's a problem.
I don't mean to laugh, I guess, but I just feel like does that stress you out at all?
There's a few theories. One of my writing partner and one of my best friends, Kevin Mezick, he actually believes that's the reason I'm such an optimistic, happy-go-lucky person. Because he's like, "Joey, you wake up so happy every day because you wake up alive." Nobody else,
I mean, that's right.
He's like, nobody else is that lucky. He's like, every day you think you're dying and then you wake up and you're like, "Holy shit, I have the whole world ahead of me." Like he says, like, I wake up like I'm Scrooge. Like, you know Scrooge in the Christmas story, Christmas Carol, whatever it's called?
Yeah.
You know how he always, like, after, like, all those terrible, terrible things, he wakes up and he's like, "What day is it? It's Christmas. Buy me a ham." Like, he's so happy.
Yes.
I'm like that every day. I have, like, a whole, like, ghost of Christmas, present, future, whatever, every night in my sleep. It's intense.
That's great. I mean, that's a great way to look at it. I feel like if I like dreamt that I was dying, I'd wake up and my anxiety would be like, "You need to stay in a bubble. Like, you need to not leave your house today." I feel like it would have the opposite effect on me.
So, like, over the years, I've gotten like more used to this. Like, when I first started happening, I think it started happening like in middle school or high school. Like, and I remember I had this really one traumatic nightmare where I died, that it fucked me up, and it fucked me up big time because it made me like second out some people in my life in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just get into this dream?
Yeah, go for it.
So freshman year of high school, there was this deli right next to my high school. And every morning my mom was driving me to school, of course. And every morning my mom would wake up like 10 minutes extra early so we can go to the deli and just really sit in the car and just enjoy the coffee and bagels and deli sandwiches, whatever we get, you know? And there was this guy who worked at the deli who was the nicest guy in the world. Like, he had piercing blue eyes. The best way to describe him, do you know the band, the Zac Brown Band?
Yes.
He looked like the guy from the Zac Brown Band if he was bald and clean shaven. And I know that's hard to picture because he's not bald and clean shaven, but every time I've ever introduced somebody to this deli, they're like, wait, you're right. He is that guy without a beard. Like, he just, like, has, like, and, like, he even, like, he just was, and he was, like, the most friendly, nice guy. So nice. Like, he never charged my mom for coffee when we went in. Like, he was just the sweetest guy. But one night, I think it was, like, sophomore year of high school, I had this nightmare where I wake up in the middle of the night. And so it felt like, it didn't feel like I was dreaming. It felt like I just woke up from a dream, okay? So in my dream, I felt like I just woke up from a dream, and I wake up. And I'm, like, hearing, like noise of, like, my sister, like, fucking, like, moaning, dying. And I run in her room. And sure enough, my oldest sister is, like, bleeding, like, out her stomach, like, guts everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? She goes, he's still in the house. Save us. And so I run. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I run all over. Everyone in my house is dead. I have a lot of siblings. I have 4 siblings and a mom and dad, okay? So I have a big house. And I'm running all over my house. And sure enough, everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. And then I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then I finally go back to my room. And there's the guy from the deli, the nicest guy in the world from the deli. Okay? And he looks at me and goes, this is all your fault. And then just chop my head off.
And no!
And then I woke up into another, like, so I woke up from that. And I'm in a hospital bed. And my head and my body are, like, sewed together, like out of, like, Frankenstein or something. I'm, like, sewed together in a hospital. And next to me is my oldest brother, Frank. And my oldest brother, he's, like, also, like, all stitched up and, like, in bandages. And he also is, like, this is all your fault. You introduced our family to that deli.
What? Wait.
And then I woke up. And that dream, I did not wake up, like, happy, like, I'm the luckiest guy alive. That dream, like, fucked me up, like, a whole week.
Yeah, that, yes, that had to have, like, that was a lot.
I know, I don't know how to feel about it. And the thing is, the deli closed down, like, the next week.
Oh, that's weird.
And I had no idea, like, they were going to close, like, there was no signs that the deli was going bad or anything. It seemed like a popular deli. They closed down, like, the next week, I swear to God.
Have you, like, known what that guy, like, did after he closed the deli? Like, do you know what he was doing afterwards or anything?
So I don't know
if that matters, but.
So I thought, like he vanished. I thought I didn't know what to think, but, like, I didn't hear anything about it. But then, like, my senior year of high school, so, like, that was sophomore year, so junior year went by, I didn't think about it. And then senior year, a new deli opened down by the ice skating rink, and it was his deli. Mm-hmm. He opened a new deli, and I went there, it was really good. And he also was like, hey, if your mom comes in, let her know she has a free coffee on me, because that was the thing. He would always give my mom free coffee.
Uh-huh.
And it was he was nice as can be. So I want to believe that he's not that guy. I don't know why I had a dream where he did that, but I don't think he did anything in real life. I hope he in real life he's just like,
yeah. I didn't mean to, like, think that, like, he actually went and, like, did something crazy like that. I was just curious if you knew what he did in between that time.
It would be crazy if, like, the next day he was, like, he got arrested for, like...
like, on the news or something, and you, like, predicted all of this? No. Let's just hope that he is all fine and well and his life is great.
And you know what's crazy about this is that, like, I wasn't reading, like, murder, true crime stuff at that time. Like a few years later, I got into, like, Truman Capote and started reading, like, In Cold Blood. And reading that stuff never, ever got me into, like, crazy dreams like this. It was before I got into true crime is when I was having the true crime dreams that freaked me out.
I was going to ask you that, too. Like, if you – because I, like, listen to a bunch of, like, murder podcasts and all, like, the true crime podcasts and everything. And I don't dream about – that stuff either. I feel like if I'm really binging one, but I have, like, a crazy dream if I'm not, it's like I'm going through, like, withdrawal from it. Like, my brain is like, you need this.
That's really funny because, like, I love the NBA. I'm a big basketball fan. And I never, like, dream about basketball when I'm, like, watching games and playing the video games and, like, reading articles. But whenever I take a break from reading about basketball, that's when I'll have a dream where I'm back in middle school. It's like the big middle school basketball game. And, like, they're like, Joey, even though you're 25 years old, we're putting you in. And I'm like, thanks, coach. I'm finally ready for this.
when the guy, like, chopped your head off, could you, like, feel that in your dream? Or do you not So, you do not feel anything.
So that's the thing. Every time like I get physically attacked or die or get murdered, whether I get shot in the head, stabbed in the heart, stabbed in the back, I never really feel it. It's just what I do feel is like the shocking, scary. I feel the scaredness of the gun or knife hitting me, but I never physically feel that.
Well, that's a good thing that you don't feel it. But I was just like that, and I also So like in your dream, you're like, you are dreaming in a dream, if that made sense. Is that what you meant when like you woke up in your dream?
Well, yeah. Well, like the dream started and that was the weirdest part about the dream. That dream had a beginning, which I feel like most dreams, you don't really have a beginning of. Like, you're just like in it. But that dream, that dream literally specifically had a beginning where in the beginning was I woke up. And I think this was the reason why this dream is so scarring for me, is because it was a full beginning, middle, and end thing, which I feel like most dreams aren't beginning, middle, and end. It's like I start here, and then it vanished, and then I went to a different dream. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree completely, because I feel like I do. I just end up in dreams, like, in the middle of them, and then they'll have an ending, or, like, it has a beginning, but not an end or something. But I get excited when I do have dreams like this. Like, I just recently had a really long dream, and I told Hayne, I was like, I'm saving this one. I don't know what I'm saving this dream for, but I'm saving it, and it's going to be such a long episode because it's like a movie. Like, I do get excited when I have like a complete like movie dream.
Yeah. It is exciting. It's cool. Like that my brain processes whole like true crime movie, and I don't know how, like, it's wild. But it blows my mind that like I'm 25 years old. This is like 11 years ago now, and I'm still picturing this, or 10 years ago now, I'm still vividly picturing this dream. Like, I remember the beat so clearly, like a movie.
I feel like that's one that would definitely stick with you. Like, I feel like you could not get that out of your like mind.
No, so
have you ever looked things up about it, or like talk to like any dream, like, I'm not an expert, a dream expert or anything like that about these?
I have not talked to any dream experts per se. You know what? I haven't really done enough reading about dreams. The only thing I've done with dreams, that there was a while in high school till I was like probably from like 15 to like 19, I got really into like lucid dreaming, where I would like do dream journals and I would do reality checks. Are you a lucid dreamer?
I am not a lucid dreamer. I haven't even tried. I'm afraid to lucid dream because I've had sleep paralysis before, and I'm like terrified that it's going to like lead into that again.
Yo, if you want to talk about sleep paralysis, that's another thing. I have everything with dreams. I have sleep paralysis. I have lucid dreams. I have movie dreams. I have dreams where I die. Like, I have the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's terrible.
Do you like with sleep paralysis, have you had it like multiple times? Do you have it like reoccurring, or was it just like here and there that you've had it?
I may have like, I would say it's like once every 10 days, because it's like more than once a week, but it's not every, like, but it's not every two, it's like less than every 2 weeks. So I'm going to say like, it's like,
yeah,
I'm on like a 10 day cycle, and it's awful.
I don't have it that much. I've had it like 3 times in my life. Oh, and like the first time I had it, like I will never, like I've never forgot that feeling. And I hate, like, I was looking up stuff to do like a dream paralysis episode, and I still haven't done that yet because I'm so afraid that like I'm going to think about it when I'm falling asleep. And I'm like, I'm calling this happen to me. Like, I'm going to make this happen again.
So I can't explain it. It's the scariest thing. Like, so I remember the most recent time I had sleep paralysis, I went home to my parents' house like a week ago, like right before I went to Tennessee, I went to my parents' house. And my mom, being an Italian mom, the second I come back home, I'm back to being a little kid, you know? Like, she's like, give me all your clothes, I'll do laundry. I'm like, I can do my own laundry. She's like, no, I'll do your laundry. You know what I mean? So the night before I went to sleep, She did my laundry. So I wake up at like 8 a.m. and I have sleep paralysis. I can't move. I can't move. I can't open my mouth. I can't do anything, but my eyes are kind of open. Not fully open. And my mom walks in my room to put the laundry in like my on top of my table, like my bedside table, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I feel like I'm shaking. I'm like, all I'm trying to do is lift my mouth open, and be like, Mom, help me. I'm just trying. So I'm like, Mom, help me, help me, help me, help me. But nothing's coming out. I'm trying to like grab her wrist, like grab her hand. I'm like, help me. And like nothing. I feel like I'm in a coma. I can't, nothing I can do. I'm just watching my mom just like nicely fold my laundry, put it on my bedside table, you know, doing mom stuff. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm dying here.
Now, was your mom actually folding laundry, like in real life? Was she actually standing there?
So, here's the thing. I went back. So this is what happened with sleep paralysis. I'll explain what I have and then tell me if this is sleep paralysis. So after I have that moment, I'll then fall back asleep. And then when I wake up from that sleep, I wake up normal as fuck. And so I wake up normal as fuck. And then I go downstairs. I'm like, hey, Mom. Wait, the clothes were there, by the way. The clothes were on my table. So I was like, hey, Mom.
Okay.
Mom, were you, like, folding my clothes today at, like, early in the morning? She goes, yeah, it was, like, 20 minutes ago. I was like, did I seem normal? And she was like, you were sleeping like a baby. And I was like, no. I wasn't. I was freaking out. I didn't seem like I was freaking out. She goes, no, not at all.
I feel like that is definitely sleep paralysis. I feel like that's definitely a form of it. Like, the very first time I had sleep paralysis, I was in my like childhood home and I was sleeping on the couch in my living room, and where this couch was like behind it had like a spiral staircase going downstairs. And then there was two openings to come into the living room. And there was also a chimney like above like where my head was on the couch. And I like woke up and my eyes were open, but you can't move your body. Like it's terrifying. Like, you feel like you're paralyzed, and I could just see things. And I saw this black figure standing in the one opening of my, like, I got goosebumps talking about this.
Holy shit.
Like there was
shit.
A black figure standing. It just kind of was like an outline of like a man, I like would say, standing in like the one opening of the living room. And then he just like disappeared and was in the other opening. And then he disappeared again. It was behind the couch. And then he disappeared one more time. It was in front of me. And like, I don't recall, like, I just knew I could not move. And I was like, I'm awake. Like, this has happened. Like, I just can't move. Like, something is here. Like, I have all the goosebumps right now. I haven't talked about this dream in so long.
That is frightening.
It's terrifying. And that's why, like, I'm terrified to try to lucid dream. So I'm so afraid I'm going to end up in, like, a sleep paralysis.
I don't think lucid dreaming and sleep paralysis are on the same like category of, like, I feel like it's different forms of sleeping.
Yes. I can agree with that. I want to get into lucid dreaming. I gotta get over my fear of sleep paralysis. I don't want to see demons. Have you ever seen like a demon or something when you have sleep paralysis?
Yeah. So what I describe about my mom is like the normal paralysis I have.
Yeah.
I think this has only happened to me like two or three times. So what I describe about my mom is like the normal like sleep paralysis I normally experience. Like
okay.
I experience like every couple weeks. But I think like two, like I have one that's vivid, but I have like, I think like in my life, like two to three, maybe five total, I've had sleep paralysis where I wasn't in my bed where I was sleeping, if that makes sense. Like I would wake up and I'd be like in like a fucking like hell dungeon or or just any like scary place like in lava where like I have sleep paralysis, but I'm also like in a nightmare, you know? So yeah, I have sleep paralysis within a nightmare. And I had this one recently where I was back home to my parents' house. Because of quarantine, I'm going back home to my parents' house a lot because I live in New York. In New York, you don't want to be in New York all the time during the pandemic. It's a little sketchy.
Yeah.
So I've been going back to Connecticut a lot. So I had this dream while I was sleeping at my house in Connecticut, and my sleep paralysis, I wasn't in Connecticut. I was in my apartment in New York City. But the scary thing was there was like this like demon girl, like some like out of a horror movie, like this like demon girl, like literally like trying to like bite my face off. And I'm just letting her bite my face off because I'm in sleep paralysis. I can't let her, I can't fight her or anything.
That's like, whoa. Okay.
And like that time I physically felt like chunks of my brain being spitting out.
Like, were you, see, this stuff freaks me out so bad, but I love it. Like, I'm so, like, so you could feel her. That's what, like, so I've seen, or I've heard, like, other people's stories about having, like, the demon, like, they'll be laying in their bed, and, like, they'll, like, feel, like,
wait, the demon's a thing that other people have?
Like, yes, like, what? It's a thing, like, it's not just, like, yes, like, so I watched, there's a documentary on Amazon Prime, and I cannot think of the name of it right now. But, like, it's basically...
What you, like, just said is what I do when I'm lying about something. Somebody's like, are you making that up? No, it's true. I saw a documentary about it. I can't remember the documentary, but it's on Netflix. No, Netflix just took it off. You can't watch it.
It's a real thing. And it talks about the shadow people. Because, like, multiple people have seen, like, the same shadow figure.
The, like, one that you saw?
Yeah, like, it's like everyone sees, like, the same thing. Like, everyone knows of this, like, shadow thing. I don't know. It's freaky as hell. And I swear, listen, I'm Googling this like a lunatic.
I know what you mean about the shadow people, because so here's my shadow people thing. I guess this is also kind of sleep paralysis. I don't know. I have these dreams that I just wake up in my bed. And tell me if this is sleep paralysis. I wake up in my bed. But I'm dreaming. It's not. I'm not actually awake. I have a dream that I'm awake in my bed. And I'm seeing all these shadow people looking at me and, like, trying to touch me or attack me. But they don't. Uh-huh. Do it. I just feel these eyes on me. But it's just shadow people. And then I wake up. But I don't know. But it doesn't feel like sleeping around. It feels more like a nightmare. But I know what you mean about. But it's always, like, in my home, like, in my house. Like, it's not like.
I feel like. I don't know. I'm no expert. So, I mean, it could be, but I could just be, like, a nightmare. That just made, I don't.
I have a lot of, like, but the thing is, I feel like the dreams about where you're sleeping is less of a dream and more sleep paralysis, because it's like, I'm in my bed. I'm not in dreamland.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like, I have these, like, dream sleep paralysis. I don't know what to call it. Where it's like somebody's in my bed with me and they're saying stuff to me and they're talking to me and it's real as hell. It feels so real. And then boom, I wake up and I'm in my bed alone. I'm like, oh, I'm alone, I guess.
See, like, that stuff, that, like, that freaks me out, because I feel like, was that really a dream, or
did somebody come in my bed?
Was somebody there with you? Like, how do you know?
I legit had that this morning. I literally was in and out of sleep, and every time I was awake, because this was like, you know, that weird time you wake up at 6 a.m., and so from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., you're kind of half asleep, half awake?
Yeah.
You've been in that mode before?
Yes, yes.
So I wake up 6 a.m., and from 6 to 8, I'm just having, like, this person, this unidentified person in my bed with me. I don't even know the gender of this person. I can't even tell you what they look like, because I didn't want to, but this person was, like, in my bed talking to me and shit. And then when I finally woke up at 8 a.m., I was like, wait, that was all a dream. I'm not – no one was touching me or anything. But it was scary as hell.
Was it – were you, like, scared in the dream? Or were you like, okay, you're cool, you're here?
Frightened. Like, so I was on my, like, right side, and the person was behind me. Like if it was an intimate partner, it'd be, like, the equivalent of spooning me, essentially. So I'm on my right side, and the only reason why I don't know what this person looks like is because I was like, I think I'm sleeping, so I'm not going to turn around, because I don't want to turn around to find out it's a real person. So I'm just going to stand on my right side and not turn around, so I don't have to, like, I'm just too afraid to turn around.
I've definitely have felt that before. Because my husband gets up for work. He leaves the house at, like, 5:30 in the morning. So I don't get up, like, quite yet, but I'm in that, like half asleep, not really, because I heard him get up and everything. And I have definitely, like, reached over and thought someone else, like, thought he was there or something. And he wasn't. And I'm like, okay, well, that was weird. Like, just, like, and I'm like, no, that was just my imagination. Like, I just made that up. But see, this is why I have to have dogs in my house, though, because I just blame everything on the animals. Like, oh, my dog just must have been laying next to me. Like, she was just cuddling me. That's what that was. That wasn't, like. That wasn't a demon.
Well, I live. I live with my brother. My brother's away right now. So I'm just alone in a New York City apartment. And it was one of those things where, like, all morning I was like, I do live alone, right? Like, my brother is away. My brother wasn't here. Wait, so then my brother's away. Who could that have been? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like,
see, and I'm like, I don't know. I believe way too much about, maybe I, like, listen to maybe too much, like, horror and ghost stories and stuff that I'm like, I feel like that's all true. I just feel like they could come and just, like, hang out with you. Like, ever since that damn sleep paralysis dream I had, I'm like, I have a demon friend that is definitely watching me sleep sometimes. Like, they're here. He's here. I don't know who he is, but he's here.
Hearing you so afraid of your sleep paralysis has made me, like, question myself. Am I, like, a fucked up person that I've had this sleep paralysis and I haven't even, like, thought about it? I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. It happens.
Well, I, like, brought this up to my sister recently because I feel like people don't talk about it that much.
I'm like, always talking about this crap.
That's what I do too. And, like, I never brought it up to my sister. And she was like, oh, I have sleep paralysis all the time. She's like, it's absolutely terrifying. And I was like, why have you never, like, told me about that? Like, I want to know, like, more about it. Like, maybe that'll help me deal with being petrified of it. Like,
what'd she say?
She was just like, it just happens once a week. Like, she didn't really go into detail. And I'm like, hold on. And then she went off and did something. I'm like, we're not done here. Like, we're going to sit down and have a conversation about this sleep paralysis thing that you have.
Do you believe the people who say, oh, I don't really have dreams?
I don't understand how people don't. At first, I believe everyone has dreams. I just think they don't remember them.
Maybe.
But, like, there has to be, like, my husband's not a big dreamer, but he'll, like, when he does dream, like, he'll wake up and he's like, I had, like, 5 dreams last night. Like, how does that work? Like, how do you dream, not remember any from one night? But, like, if I wake up and I don't have any dream, I'm like, that was weird. Like, I don't remember anything that I dreamt last night. Like,
well, no, like, I definitely have days where I don't remember the dream, or it's like, I wake up and I'm like, today I don't remember my dreams from last night. But, oh wait, no, I do remember my dreams last night. I had such weird dreams last night. No, you know what? What am I saying? So that's what happens. I have days where my dreams don't affect me. Like, today's a day where my dreams don't affect me. But then if I sit down and think about it, I can grab them. I'm like, oh yeah, I do remember my dreams. I had this fucking weird dream today where, like, I was at, like, a family party. It must have been because of Christmas coming up. Like, I was at, like, a holiday party. And for my job, for my day job, I work on film sets, and it's very often on a film set where, like, somebody, like a producer, will have to buy me an Uber so they can send me to, like, a camera store to pick up a camera for the camera crew, and then I have to come back with But a few weeks ago, I worked on a TV set that my cousin's wife was working on because she like basically has like TV spaces that she like rents out to TV companies. So that day I actually was working with my cousin's wife, and which never happens in my life. So anyways, in the dream I had last night, I was at the family party, and my cousin's wife comes up to me and goes, hey, Joey, I got to buy you an Uber. You have to go and get equipment for the TV show. And it felt so normal in my dream. And then when I woke up, I was like, what? Like, it's because I'm combining those two worlds into one, you know?
Yes.
And it's all because she happened to be at my job site the other day.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's just, like a murder, not murder.
Crossover?
Sheesh. Like, your brain dump. Like, your brain is just like, we have all these things that are happening, so we just got to process everything that's going on, and there you go. Yeah. Like, that's the outcome, like, of that.
Yeah, since you see your cousin's wife at family parties and work sometimes, we're just going to bring both of them to the same place in your dream.
Yes. Like, a couple days ago, I had this dream. Do you know the show The Wiggles at all?
The Wiggles? Like,
yes. Like the kid show.
Yummy, yummy.
Yes.
I used to love their songs. They had this great song. I can't think of it right now. My little sister, when she was like, she's 19 now, but when she was like 1 year old, she would cry all the time. And the only way to get this girl to shut the fuck up is by putting the Wiggles on.
So The Wiggles is still around, and they have, because my daughter...
Same crew with Greg, Anthony, and...
No, so, Anthony is still on it. He's the original one, but there's three new ones.
The hungry guy, right?
Yes.
Anthony loves food.
Yes. And there's three other ones, and there's a girl Wiggle now, too, but my daughter watches it all the time, like... her birthday's in January, and we're having a Wiggles birthday party. So I'm always singing these fruit salad songs.
I'll send a good gift.
So I had a dream that, I was in, high school, and I was, but my high school is in, a shopping mall, and I, walk into this, store, but it was a classroom, and, I had to be a Wiggle. So they give me this blue shirt, and I had these kids, and I had to try to sing these songs, and I had to play a kazoo, but I could not play a damn kazoo in my dream. Nothing was coming out. I'm like, I'm gonna fail this class because I can't play a kazoo like a Wiggle does. I had to wear this Wiggle suit all the time, every day that I went to school. And then fast forwarding in that dream, I was at soccer practice afterwards, and my water bottle had milk in it, and I was like, why did I bring milk and not water? Why do I have milk in this?
Wait a second. Are you telling me there's parts of America where people say milk instead of milk?
I think that I've always been made fun of for how I say milk.
You say M-E-L-K, and I love it. No, don't say there's a notion out there that we're supposed to learn how to speak beautiful English. And fuck that. I think it's so great that you don't change. Keep saying it that way. You're a great salad. Did you just sneeze? Bless you.
No, I was coughing, but hey, thank you.
Well, you have such a delightful personality, and little things like that is why it makes your personality so special.
Well, thank you.
So you're in the Wiggles costume, you're drinking milk, you're at soccer practice. So what happens?
So the coach never shows up, but I'm still stressed out about this, me having milk in my water bottle. And I was like, well, this is good because I can't practice with this. I need water. Then I just fast forward again in this dream, and I was like, we were going to this Halloween party, and I was making dip for the party. And then Hane, who I do the show with, she comes into the room and is like, you're not making this dip right at all. You have to stop. This is not how we do this. I'm like, I know, this is my first Halloween party ever. I'm just trying here. And she's like, no, you just got to go. So I grabbed my stuff, and I'm still carrying around this damn water bottle full of milk. And I come down, I went down these stairs and just started crying in my dream because I couldn't make the dip correctly. So I feel like that type of dream is just processing everything that I dealt with that day. It was probably just random things that I was doing. Just my brain is we're going to put this all together, and you're going to be back in high school because all of my dreams like to take place there.
Yeah, it's like dreaming is like when your brain goes into a blender or something.
Yes, it's like what can we just pull up today just to make them what can you remember now?
And it's so crazy how important what you're doing in your dreams feel. When I'm doing something in a dream, it feels more important than the most important things I've done in real life.
Oh, for sure. Yes, when I was in that kitchen making that dip, I was like, you're doing it wrong. And I started crying. In real life, I'd be okay, well, you just do it. See you later. I'll go do something else. But at that moment, it was life or death that I was making that wrong.
Oh my God. And when you're doing something wrong in a dream, you just won't stop trying to get it right. I it was something so fucking stupid. It can be as dumb as putting an outlet into a plug, but because you're dreaming, every time you go to put the outlet in the plug, it's not fitting. And in real life, you'd be like, oh, let me find a different outlet or something. But because you're in your dream, you get stuck in this loop, this never-ending loop of why won't this outlet fit in this plug?
Yeah. It's almost sometimes when you're drunk and you're trying to do something, that's what you're trying to do in your dream. You're I can get this to work, but I can't match it together.
Yeah, when I'm blackout drunk trying to open, use my key to open my door, I'm like, ah!
This is so hard.
It's so wild. I feel so I feel so good talking to you because so many people are like, I don't remember my dreams, or like, how do you know your dreams so in-depthly? It's like, what do you mean? Like, this is those, like, dreaming is like one of the coolest things we do as people, I think.
I like feel bad for people that don't remember their dreams. I'm like, they're like, what do you, like, that's, I don't know. I feel like it's like a big part of me. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, that dream is great. So, like, I can't wait to tell people about that one.
So I want to go back to the dream I told you about my deli owner guy who killed me and shit.
Because yes.
I have a question I want to ask you about that sort of thing.
Okay.
Even though that man never killed me and my family, he never did that, correct?
Yeah.
For all we know, all we know about him is he's a really good deli owner, correct? That's all we know about him. But even though he never killed me, do I have a memory of him killing me? And is that memory, even though that memory is not a real memory, that still counts as a memory, correct?
Yeah, like I would say, like, I don't know if I'd call it a memory.
Chris, what do you mean? I'm remembering that I had a dream where...
I know, I guess that is a memory.
Right? So like human...
But it's not a true memory.
It's not a true memory. It's not a real true memory. But no, it is a real memory because the memory is real. Like but it's not true. It's not, it didn't really happen.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you about is that like I have dreams where like somebody in my life, like let's say a friend, like let's say something like, so it can go both ways. Like I have dreams where somebody I hate will do something really nice to me, like nice. And I have dreams where people I love will do something hurtful and hateful. And is it wrong that like I keep those memories in my little collection bucket of that person? Like let's say Timmy, let's say I have a friend named Timmy. And even though he's never been really nice to me, I have like a memory from a dream that he was really nice to me. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll give Timmy a chance because you know what? There's potentially could be a nice guy because I had that dream with a nice guy. Is that crazy? Am I insane?
I feel like on that way, it just makes you a good person. Like you're like, I'm going to, you know, maybe, I don't know. But I mean, on the other end.
No, but I do it on both ways though. Like if I go on a first date with a girl and she was awesome and then I go to sleep that night and she did something terrible, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on a second date with her, but I'm going to be wary as hell. Like,
I feel like you can't hold them accountable for that. But, like, I have dreams that, like, I never have good dreams about my husband. In my dreams, my husband is always cheating on me. He is, like, leaving me, divorcing me. Like, he is just never, ever do I have a good dream about him.
God,
and I wake up in the morning.
You sound like my mom.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like angry at him. And I'm like, I just don't like you right now. Like you just did. He's always like, well, what did dream Trevor do now? Like he's accepted it. But I'm like shady towards him. And then like, I'll be like going on with my day. And I'm like, wait, why am I mad at him again? And I'm like, Janie, you're not mad at him. It was a dream. He cannot control what he does in your dreams.
That is so interesting. I then you know what? For the sake of your marriage, don't do what I do.
I feel like I'm not going to leave those in a little bucket for.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for your husband. That sounds horrible.
I try not to like be mad, but I'm like, oh, I was like, I don't know why. It's like when you get invested in like a good TV show or something and you think like, you're like, why do I feel like this? If something bad happens on it and you're like, Janie, that happened in the show. Like those aren't really like your friends. Like I get invested in things.
So since we think it's good for you to not hold that against your husband, when I go back to my hometown, I'll go back to that deli and I'll give him a good tip. I'll give him a $5 tip, you know?
Like you can't hold on to no, that poor man. Yeah, go give him a good tip.
I'll put $10 in the tip jar. He's such a, because I've never had a bad experience with him in real life. In real life, he's a phenomenal man.
Yeah, you can't hold that against him. You can't hold. No.
Okay.
Unless, like, you know something else and he was doing shady things or something. No, I don't know. Nothing, you can't hold that against this man.
Nothing shady at all. And he was the sweetest guy. And, like, literally, like, he, like, knew things about people. Like, if I had a soccer game, the next day he'd be like, hey, how'd the game go? Like, such a good guy in the community.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that sounds so nice. But yeah, don't hold that against him. That poor man.
Yeah, yeah.
Empty his bucket.
I'm emptying the bucket. It's forgotten. It's all forgiven. I'm glad you answered that question for me, because it's a question I think about all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, I do, like, I, like, there'll be times where, like, I'll see someone that I haven't seen in a while, and I'll, like, run into them, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I am that person. It's like, I had a dream about you. I wish sometimes I wouldn't just open up with exes.
I know.
It kind of probably comes off creepy sometimes,
dude, that's why Facebook and, like, Instagram is so bad for me, because back in the day, you couldn't instantly message people, but today, if I have a dream, I'm waking up, I'm texting you. Hey, I haven't talked to you in 2 years, but we had a dream that we were playing catch baseball together. We're having a great time. I miss you.
Or, like, I'll be, like, scrolling through Facebook, and, like, someone that I haven't talked to in, like, 10 years shows up, and then I'll go and have a dream about them just because I saw their face on Facebook. And totally. I'm like, why?
Totally. So I'm going to quickly rapid fire some reoccurring stuff I have going on, because I want to know what you think of this.
All right.
Almost every other night, I want to say, like a few times, like most nights I wake up to the dream of I'm in a car and I'm driving normal, everything's fine, and then a car stops short and I can't brake fast enough, and then my car, like in a video game, instead of like just banging in the car, it like flips over and it makes like billions of flips, and then it rolls down all the way down to like another road, and then I go back to driving, and then a car hits me again, and I'm in like this never ending loop of like tumbling, crashing, and like the whole time I'm like crashing, I'm not even thinking about it, will I die or not. I'm like, oh boy, the insurance is gonna go through the roof on this one.
Do you play video games?
So I play like Mario Kart a lot.
I like Mario Kart. I know, because that just sounds like a Grand Theft Auto video game scene.
So, yeah. So in my dream world, cars work the way they do in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. I've had dreams like with cars, like not that I'm like crashing them, but like my car won't start, or I can't get to my car, or like something like that, or I couldn't find a parking space the one time, and I was just like stuck driving all around. But I've never like was crashing cars. But when I was looking up things about cars before, like they kind of represent like the control of your life. Like if you're like in the if you're driving, like you feel like you have control over it. If you're in like the passenger seat, like someone else might be having like control over some like something in your life. I feel like if you're crashing the car, though, I feel like that's not. I feel like you don't have control over some kind of not so much like your life as a whole, but there might be like some like aspect or situation in your life that you might want to like gain control over.
That makes sense, because literally, because while the crashing's happening, and I'm not afraid of the dying. It's like I'm logically thinking about my life priorities. I'm like, oh, if like my car crashes, then I won't be able to drive to work tomorrow. And now, like, you know what I mean? Like in my sleep. So maybe,
yeah.
So like I think like the logical thinking while I'm dying goes into it, because it's like I must be stressed about all this stuff in my mundane life, and like the crash in the car almost like emphasizes all my problems in a weird way.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's just stuff that, like, it's just daily things. It's just, like, being an adult, like, things you have to do, and it just,
yeah,
you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to call my insurance. I don't want to go to AAA. I don't want to call AAA to fix this. I don't want to go to the DMV. I'm like, that's like, this is all the stuff I'm thinking about. And then when I wake up, I'm like, oh, my car didn't crash. And then,
I don't have to do any of that.
I'm like, wait a second, Jory, I don't even own a car. I don't own a car.
Well, then you don't have to worry about crashing it. So maybe that dream is just, I don't know, you're playing Grand Theft Auto in your dream.
Yeah, like the most like boring logistical version of Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto meets like adulthood.
Yeah. Like instead of like getting like the cops chasing after you, it's like the IRS and like Enterprise being like, you haven't paid your rental car fee yet.
That's terrible. I hope no one makes a video game like that. That's just
well, I'm playing that game every night.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like, that just doesn't sound fun. Just reminders of
but that's what I mean when I say I die every night. Like, I literally, like, that's an example when I'm dying. And then I wake up and that's, and like, that's a hooray, I'm not dead experience.
That's, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'd wake up that way too, though, to something like that, because that would stress me out, because my first thought would be like, oh, how am I going to pay to get this car fixed? Yeah. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I need to pick up a lot more hours.
Or like, sometimes it's like my mom's car or like my dad's car, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm back in high school. My parents are going to be pissed at me. Like, I crashed my mom's car.
I don't want to tell them. I got to hide this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, I even have, like, I never, ever drink and drive, ever. But I had a dream the other day that I crashed my car and I was drinking. And I was like, oh, man, I have a DUI. This is, and I woke up like, I never drink and drive. Why the fuck am I dreaming that I just got a DUI?
Like, things like, yeah, like, I had a dream one time that I was walking out of Applebee's in my dream, and I was going to my car, and I was, like, drunk, and I couldn't get the keys into the ignition, but I kept, like, trying, and, like, in my dream, like, you shouldn't be driving if you can't even get the keys into the ignition, like, and I'm very against drinking and driving because I think it's so stupid. But like, why am I dreaming that? Like, and what am I doing at Applebee's getting that drunk?
Yeah,
this damn baller, like, Long Islands or something that they have.
Yeah, you have big dreams, I tell you, dreaming about Applebee's. you're dreaming about the big time.
right? Like, yeah. I might need to get out more.
Oh, my God. Speaking of drinking and driving and whatnot, when I was at that dive bar in Tennessee to do that comedy show, before the show ends, they throw out this, like, 50, 60-year-old man. But I don't realize that he's getting thrown at the bar because I go out to make a phone call. And as I go out to make a phone call, I just hear these two 60-year-old men talking to each other. And this one guy in his 60s who's drunk as hell is like, man, I'm really sorry. I did not know I was being so goddamn offensive. I never want to ruin anyone's time. I don't want to ever get so make anyone feel offended or anything. And then, like, this, like, really southern, like, man's man guy was just looking at him and was like, well, you were very hurtful back there. And I didn't know that he was getting kicked out. I just, like, thought they were having a heart-to-heart. And then the owner of the bar comes running out and stay out. That was, and then the owner even was like, that was very hurtful what you said to everybody been there.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
And then he went to go in his car and he couldn't, like, and then, like, the guy was like, no, you can't drive home. So then I saw, like, two different people come outside with their, like, calling people, hey, like, and I can't do a southern accent, but they were had, like, the thickest southern accent. Yeah, we got to get Ricky out of here. He can't even drive himself home. Normally, I say a few beers you can drive home, but he had, like, more than a few. He had, like, a lot of beers. And then after they kicked this man out, it became, like, a 30-minute rigmarole to get him a car to go home. And then I even said, I was like, you know you can call an Uber, right? And then
I was going to say, there's probably not Ubers out there.
And when I said Uber, they literally was like, damn downtown Chattanooga asshole. Like,
see, because I live in, like, a small town, and, like, Ubers aren't, like, I can't really get an Uber out here either.
I think you live in Pittsburgh.
I live, like, south of Pittsburgh. Like, so I'm, like, 45 minutes outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're one of those people. I live in Pittsburgh. Well, not really.
Yes. And, well, if I would tell you I live in Mount Pleasant, you're going to be like, what?
Yeah, I know Mount Pleasant.
Oh, I mean, I did my fair share of Pittsburgh things. All my friends went to college in Pittsburgh, so I, like, lived at Pitt on the weekends, so...
Well, once things open up again, I'm planning on doing my comedy shows out in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'll definitely come. That sounds fun.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we can even do a live episode together of the joke.
I don't think I got the nerves for that.
I'm sure you do. You're great.
This has been so much fun, though. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you so much for having me. I the second you posted on Facebook about your show, I was all in. I was like, this is everything I need in life. And like, to be on a show where I can talk about my dreams like this is like a dream come true for me. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And thank you guys all for listening. Appreciate it. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter at WTF Did I Dream Last Night. And send us your dreams. We can do our dream mails. Any dreams that you have. It could be scary, funny. You could be dying in them. You know, nothing's off topic here. You can send those over to WTFDidIDreamLastNight@gmail.com. And as always, guys, happy dreaming.